The DA urges Minister Motshekga to scrap the rotational system and fully reopen schools. In the stakeholders' meeting scheduled for tomorrow, the DA has urged the minister to put the interest of school children ahead of any political considerations. This year's matrics have had 2 years of disrupted schooling and lost more than 50% of their grade 11 as a result of the school regulations under the pandemic. Learner dropouts are also increasing as many do not return to school due to continued disruptions. Last year, there were over 557,000 learners who never came back to school. Unless the Department of Basic Education steps in, this year we'll only see an increase in learner dropouts based on increasingly difficult learning environments. Therefore, the minister must put our learners first before any other consideration. Furthermore, the DA will write to the South African Human Rights Commission to request them to investigate the unjustifiable school regulations at the start of the year. Regulations like the 1 meter social distancing rule and implementation of rotational timetable at some schools will have far-reaching consequences on all aspects of learning. Researchers and scientists on various disciplines have warned of the dangers of rotational schooling on primary learners, and in July, the Ministerial Advisory Committee recommended that primary schools should go back to full schooling regardless of social distancing. As now teachers have been fully vaccinated and given enough opportunity to vaccinate, it's important that we scrap the rotational system and fully reopen schools.